Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Renu.
And today is Friday.
Friday 5 June 2015. We know the date today. Hello, everybody. Hello, Andrea. Hello, all the friends that who listen out of cuff.
Off the cuff.
Oh,
and
off the cuff,
to all our other listeners, here's a quick reminder. Do contribute to the Orville Radio. If you're looking at ways to do that, you can do it from our website. Scroll down to the donate page. Or type in orvilleradio.org/donate, and that should bring you to the page.
Et voilà.
Our number is 251639. Thank you very much.
Correct. So it's a good opportunity that we spoke about donations, maybe because there is two topics that today you would like to speak, Madame Renu, I'm sure.
Well, the two topics that I had thought were of concern was health, the health fund, and how we can, how many people are on it, how many people need to be on it, and what one can do to organize so that everybody is covered and a minimum of health preventive and care, etc., is insured to everybody. And the other is the issue of security. And there have been, you know, there's definitely a growing pressure. Things are not exactly the way things were before in the past in India as well. And so there's been quite a lot of pressure in Oroville. There's been some acts of aggression that are a little bit alarming in increase and need to be studied, and ways to end them have to be found.
Okay, two topics, the problem of the health fund and the security. So maybe we can go more in detail about the health funds. Why you want to raise this topic particularly in this moment, because you got some information that the health funds have some difficulty concerning the fund.
I'm just going to speak from my experience. Growing up in Oroville, we had, even as children in the school, we would go to the health center and we all had a file. Mm. We had regular checkups being done and all of that. And during the years when a lot of these, the continuity of these things and the school closed down, etc., the continuity of ensuring that, you know, people's health was taken care of was lost. And with that loss, it actually cost Oroville a lot of money because the prevention and the regular checkups weren't done. And, you know, the diabetes and all these other more developed and things that could be screened earlier and, you know, information be given. Because you can't forget that a lot of the generation of younger people that came from around here and joined Oroville didn't have, weren't taught really to go to doctors or, you know, have regular checkups.
Access to the medicine. In fact.
Or have access to medicine. So when it was in the school system, they did. But when that fell apart, there wasn't really something very strong that replaced it. And I think it's time to do that. And I think it'll also help. I really feel that in Oroville, we have very much a reflection of the problem that is in the world.
Right.
And I really feel that we, the opportunity for us to make a step and make a change and be the change we so much want to see in the world, I would like to see how and what we can do to facilitate that and bring back that trust and that joy of being able to try and achieve something collectively. And it's difficult because we all know each other, we know each other's stories, there's a lot of mistrust, and it's very hard with the lack of...
Yeah, but this is only one aspect of that we know each other, because we can say also, because we know each other, we can have another approach also, maybe.
For example, yes.
Because often, what touched me is we want to express our unity or fraternity. And all the time, I'm surprised that when I meet one ex youth of Oroville, that they are 35, they are not under even the health funds. So all the time, I'm surprised by individual case, So suddenly I learned, I am in Alphonse only since some days. So it's like something that some people, for X reason, have the possibility to have access to the Alphonse, some people
don't. And also the mindset was very much, if you can, don't be a burden on Oroville, don't. But all of this jettisoning off, and also the sort of natural course of doing things from the pragmatical financial point of view has to be really, really looked at carefully, because it can easily just keep, there's no innovation there, just it only feeds itself. I mean,
yeah, for me it's very simple. You are from the baby to the mommy, from all the chain you are covered by our fraternity. This fraternity is expressed through different health funds. This is more something
I think
like
we
that,
made
no?
choices in Oroville based on our financial concerns,
individual financial fears,
and we have not put much faith and energy into creating the collective one. Today, the collective financial institution is more like a scolding teacher. It doesn't also need to be like that.
Correct.
There needs to be, both sides need to be brought back into a more fun dynamic. We neither want a scolding teacher, neither do we want a bunch of, you know, cookie-grabbing and eating students. So neither of these are a healthy situation that we're in, and I think we can make some adult changes and decisions and all, but it also needs leadership, it needs ethics, it needs the capacity to put forward a generous, high, and humane ideal, and with the capacity to, bring it, I mean, actually
look,
manifest
it's,
it.
That if you look about the health
manifest funds, those ideas.
Yeah, and the problem of the security is all times that suddenly when you are a nurse or a doctor, it's above the condition of people. You take care of the people, okay? You don't ask if they have a bank account. You don't ask what kind of nationality you have. You take care. So the security is the same. It's for everybody. Okay, so there is different way to organize the security, the emergency, the in long term. Like for example, we all know that more and more we have good relations with our workers, with our the village, with the by
nations. I definitely agree that a dialogue with the village has to take place, because together we have to solve this problem. This is not just an Oroville problem, even though it might concern Oroville a little bit
that's
more.
That's why
it's certainly the villagers are also concerned. And
I would like to know concerning, because I know that the health center, for example, is everywhere now. There is a lot of
mini health centers everywhere.
But in terms of security, do you think that it would be a good idea also to study the security in terms of bioregions, to see if you have this idea of to put the camera, for example, not only, but to put also some camera to speak within the village, to see if they need also some security? What would be the best approach for this?
Yeah, I definitely think an integrated approach needs to be done, and I definitely think security cameras are a very good idea.
Like usual, you need to make a project for that, and you need to focalize some fund.
Well, I've been given a couple of leads, and I've written to a few people, and I'm going to meet up with Taranti, because we shared this on our net, and it seems
Taranti, who is the
who is in the resource mobilization team,
service.
And is also, so I think she said she had some information about it, and they were looking also to try and raise funds for it. And I was also speaking with Akash a little bit, because I know he has the more technical know-how, and so we're a little bit studying the thing.
Good.
I forwarded some of the information to Ramesh, and I know Ramesh was also searching for it. So let's see what comes.
Okay, so this is in terms of technique, you take some information, but in terms of finance, how you think that you will create a security fund? You need to
I haven't looked at that. I'll only look at that once I know what the amount is, because if it's not a big amount, or it depends, there's new technology that might be cheaper, etc., etc. So I don't look into the funding at this point. I'm looking into the technical aspect first.
Good, because we will probably have a meeting soon. We will, our guest, Reis, from the Resource Mobilization Service, will come, and we will make a small interview about how to finance all the project of this kind of collective public service, that we need to find funds, because even our best idea often stop because this idea to put camera, it was already 5 or 7 years old proposal, no, already. It's nothing new and original.
No, nothing new and original. I just don't know what was done and about it. And also, I'm in the process of discovering
all
that.
There is no budget. There is all time.
That's what I hear from Taranti.
Yeah,
so let's
exactly.
See.
So that's why we need to speak about one moment about our finance, how to find funds.
And another thing that brings to me is like how can we change? We go back to the health fund thing, and how can we change the atmosphere and bring back really the sense? I feel like there are these small little bit of humble steps that we need to do. Like, for example, the monthly contribution. Maybe the monthly contribution, we have to look a little bit at some part of it that helps really the people understand that, oh, you know, it's helping, it's increasing a maintenance of an Oroville in a year. Oh, part of it is going to your health fund instead of, oh, you pay that and it's just for the general Oroville contribution, you know, and they keep telling you roads and this and that. And then you see that government grants go for roads. So you think, no, some part of that monthly contribution should also be for health fund and for some of the basic things, perhaps that.
That's why we propose first to study how we recollect the money. No, this is the topic, because what you are speaking is how we share the finance. No, where we put our funds.
Yeah, and I think you have to have it balanced with where money is coming in and where money then can go out. But some of it, I think, has to directly impact the person.
So
also,
that's why the first work we need to do is to see what does it means to be together, what does it means how to share, how to recollect, to harvest the funds.
Because another issue with the security today is like you know that it's a huge amount and effort, but what is defeating with already the hard work and maybe perhaps the criticism is you're like wondering, well, what community am I defending?
Correct.
And
why I will go to do all the watch from 9 p.m. to 3 p.m. each day, taking care of what?
Of
what kind of society?
And of what kind of society? For whom?
For who? For people that they don't care if they have for who? Let's go to say.
No, that's the thing. You know, it's like fine if I feel like, hey, yeah, you're well.
Enfin. It should be for next time. So maybe, Madame Renou, it's time now
to wrap it up. I think those are the two issues.
Yeah.
Of course, water is always a priority. I don't know what, aside from also the feedback by Lavinier on the residential zone, I just have a small comment to make, because asking for 2-week feedback on a big zone, it's like that's a little bit silly, because even for me to wrap my head around of like sitting down thinking about it and being able to apply, if I look at all the things that I'm being asked to do feedback, it's practically a full-time job. So I think some things we need a little bit more time. And also, you know, I'm not sure, did they integrate the work on the residential zone that we did 7 years ago, which was to map out the percolation areas to make sure all the canyons and buffer zones were covered? I don't know. So how much of previous studies
The following of some work.
So many studies keep getting paid for the same bloody thing, you know. So you keep wondering, well, what has been integrated?
Exactly.
In which way is it different from the last year, or are you just changing the color of a, you know, I don't know. It seems.
In fact, one more time, we know nothing about this stuff. We know something.
No,
but
and also, I don't think just printing and publishing a few little plans and asking for feedback is okay. There needs to be. Lavinier needs to actually hold a seminar on it.
They can do that.
And talk about it and explain and give question and answer and allow people to understand what is the evolution of the development that they're proposing and how does it differ from what has been proposed before. Otherwise, it's just like. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay, so we will. The only good news I can give is that we start us in Abri. You know, there is 3 services in Abri: electrical
solar
service,
water,
solar service,
and
produce water.
Yeah.
For the first time, we managed to start to to
fence the new area at the service area where you are eventually going to move.
Exactly.
So you have a double-pronged approach. One is to change the existing asbestos roof so that activity happens there, the roof anyway needs to be changed, the asbestos needs to be gone. But another place is now starting. So when that change happens, you will have a place to put all your equipment, etc.
Exactly. So now the purpose is we work with Siduja and Michael about the infrastructure, about where we'll be. So it's all the problem
and
how
Dola
to implement.
And Dola had also made an original kind
exactly.
of map.
So we have
area.
A map now from L'Avenir about where we, how we can look at it. It's correct.
Yeah.
Each service, and now we need to contact soon, in 2 weeks, TDC for the infrastructure. It will be interesting to follow all this process because the three services also have three administrative statute different, so it's very complex. Portus Water is working with City Service and BCC. Electrical Service with what we call Auroville Trust Service is another trust, you know. And Solar Service is independent, we don't know where it is. But we will work, we'll try to work all together. Voilà, this was the good news.
All right. Arrivederci.
Okay, we know nothing. Ciao, bye.